Are you thankful today? Are you thankful today? Then give him praise. Give him praise. After all that I've been through, I still gotta tell God, thank you. As we
at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message, phone us at 337-238-1779. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, the place where God blesses his people.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
He says, for I say, ooh, grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. In other words, a sober person is a person that has a balance. He's sane. Praise God. It's a person who is in his own right mind. Praise God. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Sounds like, praise God, an honest evaluation to me. He's asking every believer, I told you at first, I had to tell you, he was addressing this to church members. Yes, sir. He said, I don't want you to think too highly of yourself. See, each believer must know his or her spiritual gift or gifts. Praise God. And we ought to know what ministry. A ministry is, praise God, that we are to perform in the church. There's nothing wrong. Not a thing wrong with me knowing what your spiritual gift is. A gift. There's nothing wrong with you knowing what my spiritual gift or gifts are. But you want to know what's wrong? What was going on in this church? Back in Rome, is when you think that your gift is better than somebody else's gift. When you think that what you do is more important than what somebody else does. So what Paul is trying to tell his church, because you got to realize that every gift that we have, every ministry place that he has given us, he has placed us. He has placed us there by grace. You don't believe I know what I'm talking about? To turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. And 9, it says, for by grace are you saved. You've been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. And praise God, my brothers and my sisters, since we are saved by grace through faith, we must live and serve, praise God, by grace through faith. That's what we ought to do. And since our gifts are from God, we cannot take credit for them. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I don't take credit for the fact that God has given me the gift to sing. Praise God. If you can play music, I don't care what instrument you play. Praise God. If you are a giver, if you are an usher, praise God. If you are a minister, praise God. If you're a preacher, don't think that you got that because you preach, praise God, that you got a corner market on this thing called the gospel. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. he's saying that I don't want you to think, praise God, that you are no higher than nobody else. Praise God. I don't care how well you can get up there and praise dance. You can be the best praise dancer that ever praise dance. But don't you think that you are all of that and a bag of potato chips. It's good that God bless you with a talent. Or he's given you a gift. Praise God. I'm going to prove to you that in this text, he don't care. He doesn't care what it is that you are doing, but praise God. But if you are doing it to the glory of God, it's to do two things. It's to glorify God, and it's to build up the body of Christ. I like the fact that Sister Mary Carroll always say, I can't sing. So she tells, she'll tell you, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. And I know she's just kidding, because she has a good voice. Praise God. Good alto voice. But I think what she's trying to say, that I don't have to be, you know, God has probably given me that talent, but I don't want nobody to think that I'm better than nobody else. So what he's saying that I don't want you to think, praise God, he's given you those gifts. He's given you the gift by grace, praise God, and you ought to use it by grace and through faith. That's what you need to do to serve. And look what he says. Paul gives his own testimony about gifts. Talking about it, put on the marquee, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Look what Paul says about himself. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Look what Paul says. I think it says that Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. But look what he said, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We shouldn't get envious of our brothers. Man, I wish I sat down some time and wished that I could preach like some other preachers. If that old human man in me was to have his way, man, I like when those guys get out there and holler. Man, I get up there and shout with them. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that ain't me. God didn't give it to me like that. Praise God. And no use of me getting mad because somebody can hoop.
That's right. That's right. Make it play. Make it play.
So he said, I don't want you to think more highly of yourself. I'm gonna rush to call a close. I'm not gonna spend much time on the rest. But look what he says. But look what he goes on to say. Oh, my second point. He said that you should take an honest evaluation of yourself. An honest evaluation. We got folk that get mad. Some people lead a song in the choir and they get upset about it. Right. Wait your turn.
My Lord.
Wait your turn. Your turn gonna come. Let's just keep on singing. Keep on getting in the front of the mirror and and see yourself singing. Because if you truly want to do it for God, you don't care who's singing, you don't care who's leading, long as God getting the glory and the body is being built up. Praise God. Look what Paul says in that second thing. I told you he gave us three things. The first one, he said that we must take an honest evaluation. But the second thing I find in this text that he says that there must be faithful cooperation. I want you to put verses 4-8 on that board. I don't know if they're all a fit. But if they don't, we're going to read them. I want you to put verses 4 and 5 of Romans chapter 12. 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. I want you to look at these words. I've read them already. I'm talking about faithful cooperation. There must be some faithful cooperation. Praise God. I have to cooperate with Reverend Babbins, Reverend Phillip. Y'all got to cooperate with me because we're all in this thing together. Amen. Praise God. We were looking at Sunday school lesson. What would happen if Paul and Silas and Timothy, they were going down to Thessalonica, they were going to Berea, and they were going to Athens, and they were all saying something different? You would have chaos on your hands. But look what that text says. Praise God. Verse 4, he says, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given us, whether prophesy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching," praise God, "or he that exalted on exaltation. He that giveth, let him do it," what? "With simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy," praise God, "with cheer." Praise God, we must have faithful cooperation. See, each believer has a different gift. God has bestowed, praise God, those gifts on the church so that the church can grow in balance, in a balanced way. And I want you to notice something, what he said in that. He said that each believer must exercise his or her gift by what? Faith. Look at that word. Look at verse 12. I believe that's in verse 12. Praise God, what he says. I mean, verse 6. He says, "Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If we prophesy, let us prophesy in proportion," what? "To our faith." Now, why did you think Paul said that? You got to go back to chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Then you go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says that without faith, it is impossible to please him, please God, so that he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What I'm trying to say, and I believe what Paul was trying to tell him, whatever your gift is, praise God, that you ought to do it by faith. And when he says that you ought to do it by faith, that means to me that you may not see the results of what you are doing. You may not see the result of the preaching that you are doing. You may not see the results of the singing that you are doing. You may not see the results of the praying that you do. But if you do it by faith, the God that you serve, he gonna get the glory. And the church is going to be edified. Something else I want you to notice in this text.